Dear, we will try question and answer. You can ask any question. As far as we can, we will try to answer. Now, there are many questions. We group together similarities.
今天我们尝试回答问题。各位法师可以问任何问题，然后我们会尝试的一一的回答。然而，我们已经收集了好多问题，所以我们在这边一一的回答。
Now question one. In the four stages of Anapanasati, how do we decide when to change the stages? This is question one.
第一个问题，关于修习安波念的四个步骤，如何确定什么时候换下一个步骤？
The Buddha taught Anapanasati step by step for easy understanding only, which are long breath, short breath, whole breath and subtle breath. At the time of actual practice,All these stages may be present. When the breath is low, we should try to know the whole breath. When the breath is short, we should try to know the whole breath. This is only when the concentration has improved. For example, when you can concentrate for about half an hour. Then if you can concentrate on the whole long breath,In the whole short breath thoroughly, you can change to concentrate on the subtle breath. When you can concentrate thoroughly for about 1 hour, then the breath will actually become subtle. For those whose breath does not become subtle, should just pay attention only. You must not purposely make the breath to be subtle.Also, you must not purposely make the breath long or short. In this case, the four stages are included. At the fourth stage, the breath becomes subtle only. It does not cease entirely. The breath ceases entirely at fourth jhana only. This is the most subtle.
佛陀有步骤的教导安波念，只是为了更容易了解。呼吸长，呼吸短，知道整个习，何时习平静下来。在实际的修习时，所有的步骤都可能出现。当呼吸长时，我们应该赏识知道整个习。但呼吸短时，我们应该知道整个习。这只是在专注力增强的时候。举个例子说，当你能专注大约半个小时，然后你能从头到尾的专注整个长习、整个短习，你就能换去专注使习平静下来，也就是说维系的习。当你能由始至终专注大约一小时，然后习就会自动的平静下来。对于习不能平静下来的禅修者，那只是如是的专注习而已。你不应该刻意的使习平静下来，你也不应该刻意使习变长或使习变短。在这种情况底下，这四个步骤都包括在内。在第四个步骤，习会平静下来，那不是完全停止。只有在四禅，习才停止，这是最平静的习。
Any question about this problem?
关于这个问题，还有什么疑问吗？
Then we will continue second question. Question two. In the practice of meditation, is it necessary to have nimitta? For some Kamathanas like Anapanasati, Kasina, and Asubha, Nimitta is necessary. If one wants to attain jhana in these Kamathanas, then Nimitta is necessary. For some other Kamathanas like Bodhanasati, Nimitta is not necessary. In Mitta Bhavana, breaking down the boundary is the Nimitta.
第二个问题, 在修禅时, 禅相的现起是必须要的吗? 回答是这样子, 有一些业处, 例如, 安波念, 十片处, 和不净观, 禅相是需要的, 想要修习, 以上的业处, 来获得禅那, 禅相是需要的, 其他的业处, 例如, 佛随念, 禅相就不需要了, 在慈心禅, 破除界限就是禅相。
Any question?
请问有什么问题吗?
Okay, we will continue. Third question. Question 3. When practicing Anapanasati, some said that their soul go out of the body. Is this correct, or have they gone on the wrong path?
第三个问题, 有人修习安波念, 看到自己的灵魂, 离开身体, 这是正确的吗? 还是走偏了?
Usually a concentrated mind can create nimitta. When concentration is deep, strong, and powerful, then due to differences of observation before nimitta, different nimitta can occur. For example, if you want the nimitta to be long, then it will be long. If you want it to be short, then it will be short. If you want it to be round, then it will be round. If you want to be red, then it will be red. At that time, because of previous perception before nimitta occur, different nimitta can occur.
通常专注的心会产生禅相, 当定力深和强时, 加上不同的想, 会有不同的禅相出现。 举个例子说, 如果你想要禅相是长形的, 它将会是长形的, 要它短, 它将会短, 如果要它是圆形的, 它将会是圆形的, 要它是红色的, 它将会是红色的。 在这个时候, 因为不同的想, 就有不同的禅相出现。
Only when you gain the same paramattha nama rupa internally and externally, then you can solve the question on soul. When you can discern paramattha nama rupa internally and externally, then you cannot find any soul internally or externally. We must break down the compactness of nama and rupa to realize paramattha.
只是当你能觉察 内外真实法的明色时, 你就能解决灵魂的问题。如果你觉察内外真实法的明色, 你会发觉内和外并没有灵魂。然而我们必须破除秘籍, 才能明了真实法的明和色。
In Samoha, we don't need commentary. It is mentioned like that. Nana Daduya Wini Bhoje Dawa, Kana Wini Bhogi Gade, Nada Lakana Yatawa Sa Rasa Do Ubatadi, Nada Lakana Yatawa Sa Rasa Do Ubatadi. When we break down the compactness, then perception of no soul, another sinya, will arise. It is because of the perception of compactness that perception of soul occurs.
刚才所念的巴利文和解释是这样的，当我们破除密集时，那么没有灵魂想和无我想就会升起，那是因为有密集想才会有灵魂的想法。
In breaking down the completeness of Rupa, firstly you must discern the small particle Rupa Kalapas, then you must be able to discern the Pramatha Rupa, which are at least 8 in quantity in each Rupa Kalapa. Rupa Kalapa means small particle. In each small particle, at least there are 8 types of Rupas. Without breaking down the completeness of Rupa, then perception of soul will occur.
在破除设法的秘籍时，首先你必须要能辨明即为的色即，然后你必须能够辨明真实的色法，每一粒色即里至少有八种色。不能破除色法的秘籍，有灵魂的想法就会升起了。
Similarly, without breaking down the completeness of nama, then perception of soul will also occur. For example, when you have wandering mind, then you may think that the wandering mind is soul. Another example is Visankara Gadan Chaitan. Here, Visankara means Nibbana, where there is no Sankara. Sankara means Nama, Rupa, and their causes. Nibbana has no Sankara, but in knowing Nibbana, there is still consciousness. For Buddha, this is Arhata Phala Chaita. That Arhata Phala Chaita is concomitant with mental fetters. If it is Fajjana Arhata Phala Chaita, then there are 34 mental formations. For those who have not yet attained Megajnana, Phalajnana, Vipassana Jnana, or who have not yet been able to break down the completeness of nama, then they may think that consciousness is so. But if one can break down the completeness of nama, then they can see the quick rising and perishing away of consciousness. And it is concomitant. With the perception of completeness, then the perception of no soul will occur. So the Buddha taught in Meghiya Sutta that Anicca Sinyino Meghiya Anatta Sinya Santhati. For those who have powerful Anicca insight knowledge, then Anatta insight knowledge will also occur thoroughly.
同样的，不能破除明的明法的秘籍，灵魂的想也将会升起。举个例子说，当你有妄想时，你会想这妄想就是灵魂。另一个例子是离行坐，巴利文叫 Visankara。 离行坐意思是说涅槃就没有行法，行意思是名和色和他们的原因，涅槃是没有行，但是明了涅槃还是有心事的。以佛陀来说，那是阿罗汉果心，阿罗汉果心和心所相伴的。如果是初禅阿罗汉果心，就有三十四个心所。对于那些还没有证得道智、果智和审查智，或者还不能破除明法秘籍的行者，他们会想这心事就是灵魂。但是如果能够破除明法秘籍，就能看见快速生灭的心事和心所，以无常观想，那没有灵魂想就会升起了。所以佛陀在真智部引经里说，有强大的无常观和无我观的行者，无灵魂想也会升起了。
Any question?
请问有什么问题吗？
Concentrated mind is very wonderful. Suppose if you have enough concentration on the Anapanasatipaṭṭhāna nimitta, if you want to send this nimitta up to you, in Bhāma Śrīgaṁ Bhagavāra, suppose, you can see one light, very bright, brilliant light, up to Śrīgaṁ Bhagavāra. In the same way, if you want your skeleton going away from your body, suppose, when your concentration is very high, powerful, at the time, your skeleton will go away from your body. This is my mind only. Do you understand?
Dang ni de zhuan zhu li qiang shi, ni ye renggou zhuan zhu zai na ge an bo nian de shi xiang shi, ru guo ni ci xi de zhuan zhu, bi fang shuo ni de guang, ni na ge ding li de guang hen qiang, ni renggou zao jian hen yan de di fang, bi fang shuo ni xiu bai gu guan de shi hou, ni zao jian ni de shen ti de bai gu, ran hou you ke yi zao jian shen wai de bai gu.
So, for those who have enough inside knowledge of Paramattha Rupa, Paramattha Nama, Maya Medha, they may think this is soul, not real soul. This is my mind only.
当你了解这个名和色法的时候，你就会了解到说，这只是名色，并没有灵魂想。其实刚才所谓的所见的这个所说的这个灵魂，只是我们心所产生出来的。
Any question？
请问还有什么问题吗？
嗯，对 ，question four。Where does the nimitta come from? What is based on to appear?
第四个问题，常相从何处现起？依什么现起
？Usually, every mind can produce breath. Real nimitta comes from the breath, not outside. Real nimitta comes from breath. However, not every mind can produce nimitta.Only the thoroughly concentrated mind can produce nimitta. If the nimitta is far away from the nostril, then it is not the real nimitta. That nimitta may occur because of concentration, but it is not the real anapana nimitta. If the nimitta can produce jhana, then we can call it anapana nimitta. But if that nimitta cannot produce any jhana,then it is not the real anapana nimitta. When you pay attention on that nimitta, then jhana cannot occur because nimitta is far away from the touching point. Usually the concentration cannot be strong and powerful. If you pay attention on it, then very soon that nimitta will disappear.
通常每个心都能产生习，真正的常相来自习，但是不是每个心都能产生常相，只有十分专注的心才能产生常相。如果常相离开鼻端太远，那不是真的常相，那这常相出现是因为定力的关系，但不是真正的安波念的常相。如果常相能发展禅那，我们才称它为安波念的禅相。这禅相不能培育任何禅那，这就不是真正的安波念禅相。当你专注在这个禅相，不会获得禅那。通常这情况定力也不会太强。如果你持续地注意这种禅相，不久这个禅相也会消失掉。
In this case, there is one important rule mentioned in Visuddhimagga. Pautha pautha kase pana satain thapitava bhavinda seva bhavana sampichati. On the dachin dachin point, if you pay attention, then anabhanasati samadhi bhavana can be fulfilled. This is very important rule. If you are nimitta is far away from the touching point, then you can, if you pay attention to that nimitta, you cannot attain jhana.
如果禅相离开我们的鼻端太远，而你又注意这个禅相的时候，那禅相就会消失了。Any
question?
请问有任何问题吗？
This rule is very important. So, on the touching point, except touching point, you should not be addition any nimitta outside. If you pay attention outside nimittas, then you cannot attain jhana.
只有专注在初点上的习，才能够产生这个禅相。如果这个禅相离开这个鼻端太远，那你专注那个禅相的话，你也不能获得禅定。这是非常重要的一个法则。
Any question? Then, question 5.
Shadow, yes. I got another question.
Concentrated that sunya can produce nimitta.
是的, 禅相是由想,
not ordinary
sunya.
Not ordinary sunya.
不是平常的想.
Concentrated that mind. Now you have no nimitta. You may have perception, or my nimitta may be law. Suppose that there will be not nimitta, there will be not law. This is ordinary sinya. But concentrate that the perception, concomitant together with concentrate that mind can produce that. Now, suppose you may, now you are not trying meditation practice, now you are questioning. And then, suppose, for example, oh, my nimitta may be long, you may have that perception. That perception cannot produce long nimitta.
举个例子说，现在你在问这个问题，你在想说，我的那个禅相是长的，但是这个是你的想法，但是呢，真正的 想出现的那个禅相不是这样子长形的，只是你想而已。
But when concentration is powerful and deep, at that time, if your perception change, nimitta will be changed.
当你的那个专注力强而有力的时候，你的想转换了，那你的禅相也会改变。
For example, if you want to be long, then at that time nimitta will be long. If you want to be short, at that time nimitta will be short. If you want to be red, at that time nimitta will be red. But that, this is perception concomitant together concentrated mind.
只有当你专注力很强的想， 那你要那个禅相是长形的，它将会变成长形的；要它变成短，它就会变成短；要它是红色的，它就会变成红色。那只有在专注力很强的想的时候，才有这样的情况。
Okay. Any question?
请问还有什么问题吗？
Yeah, question 5.
Yes, I have a question. 尼米达就是长相了。
Nimitta is here. Usually, Nimitta is cause. What cause here? The cause of concentration. But that concentration is not ordinary cause concentration. This is here concentration concomitant together with jhana fetters. So, Nimitta is the cause of jhana.
这个尼米达也叫做禅相哈，我们翻译成中文是禅相。禅相通常是由我们专注力，啊，很专注的力量而产生的。通常如果我们一直持续的专注，我们会获得那个禅定啊。那禅定也有相伴着啊三四十个心所。
There are many causes to occur jhana. Among these many causes, nimitta is one. We in Pali literature, we call this nimitta as a aramana cause, as a object. Because jhana is aramanika, which can take any object. Without object, jhana cannot occur. So jhana's object is here, nimitta. That nimitta is aramana object, aramana cause only.Aramana is the knowable object. Yes, to be known. The object to be known. Many causes to occur jhana. Jhana's causes are many. Among many causes, nimitta is only one. That one cause we call aramana object. The object which can be known by jhana citta, jhana consciousness. There are many many causes of jhana.
很多原因可以产生这个禅那。
Among many causes, nimitta is one cause.
在这么多种的原因中，这个nimitta所谓的禅相是其中一种原因。
Nimitta is